With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump renewing his criticism of Pope Leo ahead of Secretary of State Rubio's visit to the Vatican City. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Rubio, who is Catholic, will travel to Rome and Vatican City this week in a bid to ease rising tensions between the Trump administration and the Pope. Before the Secretary of State's departure, the president claimed Pope Leo believes it's okay for Iran to have a nuclear weapon and that he's endangering Catholics and a lot of people. Leo has not said Iran should obtain nuclear weapons, but he has criticized the war against Iran generally and called for more peace talks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
China's foreign minister holding talks with his Iranian counterpart Wednesday in Beijing. No details of that meeting have been given. Ukrainian authorities say Russian drone and missile strikes killing at least 22 people, most of them civilians, and wounding more than 80 others. President Volodymyr Zelensky criticizing Moscow for launching the attacks after the Kremlin announced a temporary unilateral ceasefire for later this week. President Trump is reviving the Presidential Physical Fitness Award as part of the push to return an annual physical fitness test to America's schools. That award is tied to the Presidential Fitness Test, which was a public school fixture for many years, but was wiped out by President Barack Obama.
We're bringing it back. We're bringing it back. My administration's working very hard to defend America's cherished athletic traditions and pass our values of excellence and competitiveness to the next generation. So important.
And the president says, of course, it is very important that kids get plenty of exercise. This is SRN News. A church in the United Kingdom appealing a preaching ban.
The Bread of Life Community Church is protesting a community protection notice that prohibits loudspeakers in the town of Colchester. It is also accusing the community of using public order powers in an unprecedented way by targeting a whole church rather than individual evangelists. It said the notice criminalizes both the content of the message and the manner of preaching. The Reverend Stephen Clayton, pastor of Bread of Life Community Church, said the church has preached lawfully and peacefully in Colchester for 6 years. He also said that we will not be intimidated into abandoning the Great Commission. John Scott reporting.
75th Annual National Day of Prayer coming up Thursday. Thousands of churches will be involved. Officials say it's an opportunity for Americans to pray together in faith, standing on the promises of God. This is SRN News. Oil prices easing, stocks reaching new records. Seth Soutell has the latest.
Stocks rose to more records on Wall Street as crude oil prices fell back and investors focused on more strong earnings reports from big U.S. companies. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% Tuesday. The Dow added 356 points. That's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1%. Brent crude fell 4% to about $110 a barrel. DuPont rallied more than 8%. The big chemical company was the latest to report bigger profits for the beginning of the year than analysts expected. Anheuser-Busch and Pinterest also posted big gains after their profit report. Seth Soutell, New York.
U.S. health regulators have announced the first authorization of fruit-flavored electronic cigarettes, intended, of course, for adult smokers. More details at srnnews.com.